This is the Section 341 meeting of the creditors in the case of Premier Exhibitions International, LLC, filed as case number 16-2234 in the Middle District of Florida Jacksonville Division. The date today is August 10th, 2016. The time is 2:35 p.m. We are in Jacksonville, Florida. My name is Scott Bomkamp. I'm a trial attorney with U.S. Trustee, and I'll preside over the meeting. If anyone would like to make an appearance in this case, please do so now.
Daniel Blanks with Nelson Mullins on behalf of the debtors.
Jerome Henshaw on behalf of the debtors.
Brian Wanger, Kaleo Legal on behalf of debtors.
Okay. And Mr. Henshaw, I'll swear you in now. In connection with your testimony, do you swear or affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
All right. I won't be try not to be duplicative of testimony given in prior meetings. Does this debtor do anything?
Which one are we?
Premier Exhibitions International, LLC.
No.
Why was it formed and did it ever do anything?
In 2012,
okay.
It was formed. What happened is we purchased a company,
mm-hmm.
and that was the company that was used as the purchasing entity at the time.
Okay. Okay, so what company was purchased?
Well, this company was like a conduit company. It was used to do the deal.
So this entity is a conduit company.
The underneath it was formerly PAMNUCO.
Okay, so this is Premier Exhibitions International, formerly known as PAMNUCO.
Yes.
Okay, and what did this entity do?
Premier Exhibition Management purchased 90% of A&E International. From AEG Alive.
Okay.
AEG Alive owned Arts and A&E, or Arts and Exhibitions International, and that particular company had all these interesting exhibits, including Pompeii, Cleopatra. There's a whole slew of them. We didn't actually use, after the deal, I've been told, and what I've read is that they didn't actually use a lot of the exhibits.
So okay.
It wasn't really a successful purchase. So. Life and Death in Pompeii, Star Trek, America, and smaller touring exhibits.
Why is essentially an empty shell corporation in bankruptcy?
That's because it's owned by a bankrupt company.
Okay. But that's not true of every company owned by the bankrupt company. For example, Dino King is a non-bankrupt affiliate.
It's Canadian.
Okay.
Canadian corporation.
Okay.
It was solvent.
Okay. So just I guess in the interest of completeness, this was put into bankruptcy, or
I would imagine so. At the time, I wasn't involved.
Okay. Does this debtor have any assets?
No.
Does this debtor have any debts?
No.
Does this debtor have any claims against any entity?
No.
And it has no operations?
That's correct.
All right. Well,
I think our goal is to dissolve those two companies.
Okay. All right. In that case, I don't have any further questions. Does any person at this meeting or on the telephone have questions of this debtor? Not hearing any request, this meeting will be continued to a date to be determined at the same time as the meetings of the other affiliate debtors.